The trendy e-cigarette company Juul has been under scrutiny lately, facing lawsuits and threats from federal regulators because its products are so popular with teenagers. So the company is planning to launch a new TV ad campaign featuring adults who say Juul helped them quit smoking cigarettes.
It was really a friend of mine that said, "Why wouldn't you just try the Juul?" And I thought, okay, I'll try it. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore.
Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of the public radio podcast Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Jeremy.
So these ads are targeted at adults who want to quit smoking, and we're going to talk about the ads in a minute, but just set the scene for us first, because it may help us understand why Juul is spending so much money on this campaign. This company is dealing with a serious reputation issue because of its popularity among teenagers.
Yeah, and there's criticism coming in from all corners of public health advocacy. You're talking about PTAs, educators, clearly the FDA. I mean, just as the teen cigarette smoking rate was very nearly snuffed out a couple of years ago, here comes this snazzy device as if out of nowhere that's taking high schools by storm, and it's creating a fresh generation of nicotine addicts. And that's the problem with the Juul technology. It's so effective that it's now lorded over 70% market share. The question is, Jeremy, I mean, was popularity with teens purely unintended, or do you believe that Juul was happy all along to get those nicotine newcomers?
Mm-hmm. But what has Juul done since last fall when the FDA declared a teen vaping epidemic to curb teen use? Are they making real changes?
Well, they have agreed to pull certain products and snuff out social media marketing, which appeals disproportionately to people who were following. You know, you could go on YouTube, on Instagram and Snapchat and actually find these Juul influencers, believe it or not, walking you through this. Some people describing how you can exhale into your sleeve to avoid teachers, or there are even videos on kind of jury rigging a smoke detector or avoiding the smoke detector in the bathroom. It's really taken high schools by storm, and they've tried to show, good faith in dealing with the FDA that put it in its crosshairs, coming in and saying, actually, we're not trying to market to minors.
Okay, let's get back to these new ads. Here's another one. This one features a 47-year-old man who says using Juul helped him quit smoking after 34 years.
The switch was easy.
But now that I look at people who smoke, I'm like, dude, really? You still doing that? You know, there's an alternative to that, right? You don't have to do that.
Is there any evidence, Robin, that Juul actually helps people quit smoking?
I've seen so much anecdotal evidence of people pulling me aside. I mean, for starters, you could look at the market share going from nowhere a couple of years ago to 70% and a company being valued at nothing to now $38 billion. There must be some underlying strength in that. And there was a great New Yorker article that the writer said when she took her first hit of the Juul, it's like the nicotine hit to the back of your head. You're effectively freebasing this stuff, and you're giving up the tar and the arsenic and the various other components in the combustible product, but in exchange, you're becoming a nicotine junkie. So it does work in that you want to get people off the carcinogenic product, but then you build on this whole other layer of codependency that could be even harder to get off of.
Mm-hmm. So they're spending $10 million airing these ads on cable TV after 10 p.m. Is that going to work to change the company's image?
It's actually a small spend in the grand scheme of television, which in any case, teens and 20-somethings, you know, they don't much watch. But it's both the best and the worst times right now if you're Juul. Yes, they're flush with cash and market share, and they're now valued at $38 billion. But the brand is right in the crosshairs of the FDA and public advocates. And it's trying to buy time and incremental goodwill as it grows so massively.
And it is also potentially trying to convince regulators that it is separate from big tobacco, even though just a month ago, Juul got nearly $13 billion in financing with the cigarette giant Altria.
It's really one of the more fascinating headlines to my mind right now, both in business and in health news. You take a record investment from the country's biggest cigarette maker, the maker of Marlboros. Does big tobacco then want you to cannibalize its main moneymaker? If so, is it content to have you switch just current adult smokers? Or having shelled out $13 billion, would it also like to see you win fresh i.e. younger converts to nicotine. And they're very politically and legally backed if you look at Philip Morris, its parent is Altria. But I wonder how the FDA and even the newly Democratic House will ultimately gavel down on this. It's certainly in the news every day.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Robin, since this is our business segment today. Macy's stock plunged 19% this morning after the department store chain reported weak holiday sales and slashed its profit outlook for the year. Does that come as a surprise?
You know, there were Christmas hopes that we had seen the worst and the last of this retail apocalypse. Yes, Amazon was going to Amazon, but Sears was going under, and these niche chains were getting their groove back and getting shoppers to come back in. But I think the bad news out of retail you're seeing today on Wall Street, it underscores how this is an ongoing, wrenching disruption. It's going to happen in fits and starts. You'll see stores close, mergers, bankruptcies, liquidations, new and old beneficiaries. And if this landscape is giving Walmart nightmares, remember when Walmart ruled the retail world?
Right. And I'm sure it's, I don't know how somebody like Jeff Bezos feels about it over at Amazon, but he's probably...
Well, he's having a bad week.
He's getting divorced. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, thank you.
My pleasure, always.